Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Back in 1977, Debbie Boone covered a song that became a Billboard's Hot 100 song. In fact, it topped the Hot 100 Billboard charts, setting a record, in fact, for 10 weeks at that top spot. It also became the largest selling single of the 1970s. The song was entitled, "You Light Up My Life." I'm sure some of you remember it. In it, she sang a song that has since become what I would call the theme for the new morality in America. A morality that is rooted in the existential lie. And the line simply read this: "It can't be wrong when it feels so right." In 1996, Sheryl Crow wrote, recorded, and released a song that had a similar theme. Her song was entitled, "If It Makes You Happy." In it she sang, "If it makes you happy, can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad?" The philosophic system known as existentialism had its origins with Søren Kierkegaard, the 19th century Danish philosopher. Essentially, existentialism does away with absolutes and any existence of absolutes. Each person is required to determine what is true and what is real. Right is what you determine is right for you. And wrong is what you determine is wrong for you, regardless of how any of it affects anyone else. The resulting worldly lies that then come out of this philosophic system known as existentialism are the pathetic dribble that we are hearing so much of today in our society. It can't be wrong when it feels so right. Or, if it makes you happy, can't be that bad. Oh no? Tell that to the children in the neighborhood who are being picked on by the neighborhood bully, because he enjoys picking on little kids. Tell that to the woman who's being beaten by her husband, because it makes him feel powerful and in control. Tell that to the tens of thousands of young girls who have been kidnapped in human trafficking rings throughout the world to satisfy the sexual perversions of men throughout the world. Hey, can't be wrong if it feels right. By the way, if it makes you happy. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And then he went out and he went to a cross and he suffered and he died as the payment for our sin. Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." He didn't say, "Do unto others whatever makes you happy." Jesus said to the rich young man, "Go, sell all your possessions, give them to the poor, and then come follow me." He didn't say to that rich young man, "Well, I know that your wealth really makes you happy, so you're exempt from having to sacrifice anything. You just come follow me." In preparation for Bruce Jenner's big interview with Diane Sawyer, about his transitioning from a man into a woman. There were myriads of stories on the internet. I'm sure you saw some of them. And one such story was an interview with Bruce Jenner's high school prom date and his high school sweetheart. Her name was Michelle Williams Rosenthal. And in the interview that she gave, she said regarding his gender transition, and I quote, "He should not worry about what people think and should just do what his heart tells him is right." You see, this existential lie from the world pops its ugly head up all over the place. And it sounds so compassionate, doesn't it? I mean, come on, who are we to stand in the way of what somebody wants to do and to judge them and to criticize and critique their behavior, critique their choices and such, when they're simply being led by their heart? Who are we to stand in the way of someone's happiness? But what many folks forget, and probably many folks don't even know, is that our hearts are broken. Our hearts don't work the way that God intended for them to work. Our hearts are full of sin. They're full of sin from the instant we are conceived inside our mother's womb. Our hearts don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Our hearts seldom make good choices. In fact, they usually make rash and hasty and foolish choices. Choices that we often end up paying for somewhere down the line. The unintended affair at the office. The one bet too many at the casino. The needless purchase at the store. The hasty response to your spouse. When we live and function and act upon our feelings and what makes us feel good and what makes us happy in the moment, we often hurt others and we often hurt ourselves for the long run also. That's why God gave us His laws. More importantly, why He gave us His Spirit. So that we could live by a set of absolutes. Absolutes that were intended to protect us. And then also to help us to serve other people. St. Paul wrote that those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. And what that nature desires is to do whatever makes you happy, regardless of the consequences, regardless of the morality of it, regardless of how it offends God and violates His word. But those who live according to God's Spirit have their minds set on what God's Spirit desires. And what God's Spirit desires is that we obey His commandments. That we love others. And we place them before ourselves. That we live a life of faith in Jesus. And sacrificial service to others. To honor God for sacrificing His Son for us. As the payment. And as the punishment for our sin. Jesus died and He rose to save us from what? From sin, death, and the power of the devil. He shed His own blood for us on the cross to forgive us and to make us His own possession and His own people. And so now we belong to Him. By virtue of our baptism into his name, we belong to Christ. And thus, our lives are not about choosing our own reality. Our lives are about him and about what he declares our lives to be. Truth and morality and justice. Those things are not up for debate. Nor are they subject to the whimsy of one's own heart and one's own happiness. Because you see, those things have been quite literally written in stone. Sheryl Crow sang, "If it makes you happy, can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad?" I'll tell you why he's still so sad. Because you can't find true happiness and lasting joy in the temporary and transient happiness of following your heart. It can only be found in following Jesus. When you listen to the existential lies of the world, and when you live according to your feelings, you will die. But when you listen to and you follow God's Spirit, you will live. And that's the truth. To God be the glory. In the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.